This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, having a good opinion of Allah. The Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has said, I swear by Allah, besides whom there is no God, that no believer can ever attain the benefits of this world and the world to come, except by his good opinion of Allah, his hope, having a good nature, and by abstaining from backbiting believers. Brothers and sisters, it's essential that we listen to these words and try to tailor our lives according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has desired from us through His Prophet. The first thing that gets mentioned in this beautiful hadith is good opinion of Allah. And this is precisely what we're talking about today. Having this good opinion of Allah and having our hopes pinned at Allah, it is something that is a trait of a mu'min, a characteristic of a mu'min, right? And this compels the mu'min to have a good nature, right? Having that moral and ethical standards that they follow. And this includes and is not limited to not backbiting the believers. Unfortunately, a lot of times we are doing good in terms of having a good opinion of Allah, doing good in terms of having hopes in the mercy of Allah, and hence we try to build a good character and a good nature, but we end up backbiting believers. So this actually ruins everything. Having good opinion of Allah with the proper conditions is something that is going to take us to salvation. So remember to have that positive opinion and that optimistic opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is all merciful and is all kind. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing having a good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having that optimism and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most of us slip here and there and end up committing a sin. You know, we have our shortcomings, right? Then by the grace of Allah, some repent over what they have done. Is there any chance that this person who repented gets punished? Well, the answer is surprisingly, yes, it is possible. You may be wondering, well, I repented for the sin, but then why am I being punished? Well, the Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says, I swear by Allah besides whom there is no God, that no repenting believer will be punished except for his suspicion about Allah, being in despair, having an ill nature, and backbiting believers. I swear by Allah, besides whom there is no God, that no believing servant has a good opinion of Allah, except that he will behave duly towards his believing servant. For Allah is generous and graceful. When his believing servant has a good opinion of him, he does not fail to do according to it. So have a good opinion of Allah and wish for him. Notice how in this hadith, Prophet is informing us about a sunnah of Allah, a sunnah of Allah, a practice or a method of Allah. If somebody holds a negative opinion of Allah, if somebody is like iffy in terms of whether Allah is going to forgive him or not, Allah, as a matter of fact, does not forgive him. But if somebody is hopeful of the mercy of Allah and repents sincerely, Allah definitely forgives that believer.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.